Tariffs. 60 countries. Forced labor cover. The BBC reports the U.S. has slapped new duties on dozens of nations, citing labor standards violations after the Supreme Court gutted the administration's previous tariff power in February. This round replaces a temporary global levy and casts a wide net, potentially reshaping trade ties across the globe. The move reveals something harder to miss. Tariff authority, once lost in court, gets reborn under a different doctrine. Franklin has the first word, then Seneca.
I read this morning that your Congress has clapped fresh duties on 60 nations at once, forced labor the pretext, a court's rebuke the occasion. 60. In my day, we quarreled with one parliament over a handful of acts, the Hatt Act, the Iron Act, the slitting mill prohibition that forbade Pennsylvania a single nail not forged in Birmingham. We called it monopoly. You call it policy. The shape is the same. I wrote once that Spain and Portugal, hedging in their cuckoo of gold, would have found their hoards no more valuable than lead had they succeeded. Your Supreme Court struck down the last round. The executive simply found a new statute, a new rationale, and the ships keep waiting at the wharves. The Scotch merchant in 74 did the same. Parliament denied them a linen bounty, so they boycotted English cloth and built their own looms. Manufacturers spring from restriction as weeds from cracked pavement. The young tradesman in the coffee house asked whether his cargo will clear. I tell him the tariff is a tax on your own customers collected at the border. The manufacturer works longer hours. Provisions rise, and the consumer pays twice, once in price, once in scarcity. We saw it at the non-importation agreements.
Lucilius, you ask what I make of the new vectigalia the princeps has slapped on 60 nations, forced labor the pretext, a court's rebuke the occasion. I think of Corsica. 8 years watching grain ships pass my cliffside hut, bound for Rome, their holds full and their oarsmen chained. The empire called it Anana. The oarsmen called it something else. The mechanism is old. A ruler needs revenue. The law says no. So he finds a crime, real or invented, that lets him seize what the law forbade. Yesterday it was national security. Today forced labor. Tomorrow it will be something equally unassailable. The pretext rotates. The appetite does not. I have seen provinces stripped to feed the capital's hunger. Sicily knows this. Your grain fed Rome while your farmers ate chaff. The publicani grew rich on the spread. Now the same geometry plays at larger scale. 60 nations, a single decree. The court sidestepped by moral cover. The wise man sees the shape beneath the words. The fool argues the words. Power does not ask permission, it manufactures permission. Write to me when the next justification arrives. I will be here, counting the cost.
The story ran in BBC News. 60 nations now face fresh tariffs on the pretext of forced labor enforcement, a blunt tool for what's likely a subtler policy. That's old news for today.